Testing mic 1, 2.
Welcome to Seen and Heard, a podcast highlighting local musicians and the local music scene. Now here's your host, Dave Penn.
Welcome. Thank you for checking out the podcast. Now, just to clarify, my definition of local musician is Western Pennsylvania. It's where I've lived most of my life and the music scene I'm most familiar with. Now, my desire is to shine a spotlight on musicians who typically reside in and play gigs around Western PA. Obviously, my hope is that this podcast grows and expands so that local is any town, USA. But until then, my focus will be local and independent musicians around Western PA. Today's featured local musician is Brian Prola from Greensburg. Now, I saw Brian perform at Michelle's Bella Boutique in Greensburg when I was there for her 30th anniversary. I'll tell you about that in a second. First, welcome, Brian.
Hey, thank you very much, Dave, for having me here today.
Man, good of you to come in. You brought a lot of equipment with you. I'm looking forward to getting into all that. I'm all about technology, you know, and the advancement of technology. And I tend to notice, you know, when a musician is doing something a little different, a little unique, especially when you're by yourself and you want to sound like you're not by yourself.
Absolutely.
And I was pretty intrigued by the type of pedal you were using to harmonize with. Can you tell me about that technology that you use and how you decided to use that specifically?
It's called a TC Helicon Harmony Singer 2.
Okay.
And I first saw it at the Schoolhouse over in Harmony, I believe it is.
The Schoolhouse Tavern?
Tavern.
Yeah,
over and in I saw a guy using it, and I thought, wow, what he took his individual, you know, show to a different level because most singers that, you know, perform have, you know, background singers. They have a harmony singer that makes them sound even, you know, better. So I was intrigued with it, and I hadn't started playing yet. I hadn't got into, you know, playing, you know, in front of people. You know, I was doing it at Closet Singer and Closet Player.
So you've played for a while.
I played a long time, yes, which we can go in through. But yeah, so I saw that and I was like, wow, that was, you know, really, it stuck in my mind. Just like when you saw it and you heard it, you were like, wow, that really takes it to a whole new level.
Man, that really was impressive, the things you can do with that.
So this is the second version of it. And the first version came out in 2013. And this is the second version, 2017. It's really easy to operate. If you like simple technology that
really
works when you expect it to, you stomp on it, and I mean, it has two available settings that you can do. You can actually set it and then leave your foot go, or you can use it as a stomp pedal, and as you need it, you press and depress, and you get results. And how it works is it harmonizes the guitar when the pedal is activated. Mm-hmm. It harmonizes your guitar and your voice in a 1/3 up, 1/3 down, in several different types of octaves. So cool. You can get two voices, 1/3 up, you know, 1/3 down. There's 10 different settings that you can do.
Wow.
But it's just a matter of turning a button, and you've got it at your need, whatever you might need for. And it also comes with reverb, comes with a level that you can adjust and change the level of the harmony voices. So if you just want them to blend in a little bit, you just have it set a little, you know, on a minor setting. But you can really make those voices like work for you or work higher.
And you do. You really make them work for you.
Well, hopefully I'll get to demonstrate that in a couple songs that I get to play for you today.
And
it'll showcase the pedal and myself as well.
So. Absolutely. Looking forward to that. First, let's do a little bit more talking. Tell me, you know, let's go back a little bit. Tell me about yourself, how you got into this field, how long you've been performing.
So first of all, I'm from Blairsville.
Okay.
So yeah, I was born and raised in Blairsville, and that's where it all began. Mm-hmm. I moved to Greensburg in 1995. I actually started playing the drums.
That's how you began.
That's
on
in
the
fourth
drums,
grade. Yes, on the drums, and my percussion style on the guitar strumming probably indicates that I'm a drummer.
Ah, okay.
I don't technically do the up down up down down up 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 down. You know, I go with the flow and play my guitar the way it feels to me, as you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, it may be different for some people, but some people may not even notice it. But again, I started in fourth grade as a drummer, played in stage band up until seventh grade. Then my dad bought me and my brother a set of Crestline drums back in the 70s. My parents were divorced. I don't know if he bought the drums for torment to my mother, but she was a saint, if I could say that. She was a saint. She allowed me to do, you know, play those drums, and I did. I played them all the time from 13 to 16. Unfortunately, when you're 16 years old, what do you get? A car. So when you get a car, you get expenses. I had needed to sell the drums, and me and my brother split the money, and we both used it for cars. With that, you know, I basically said, well, I still, during that time frame, I had a friend of mine that he used to bring down a Gibson. Brian May played it. I don't even know what the type of, it was a purple guitar with the cutouts and on both the top.
Yeah.
We would play Deep Purple. Oh my goodness.
Smoke on the water. Yeah.
Back in those days, you didn't have chord charts.
You didn't have Google.
You didn't have YouTube. You had to figure it out by ear where they were playing. And we didn't know the first thing about bar chords. You know, here we are 10 years old, you know, in my mom's house playing this guitar, and his brother doesn't even know it's missing. So I can say, you know, that's basically where that started, you know.
It's funny, you're talking about how that started for you, and I'm sitting here thinking, it's amazing how stories sort of parallel. Some of the stories I have of growing up and becoming a musician resonate with others that I've spoken with in different ways. And you're the first one I've talked with that sort of has a similar background that I do. I started playing in the 80s, and I literally had to take cassette tapes and learn how to play songs by listening to them because I played in a heavy metal cover band back then. You know, I used to have the real long hair and all that kind of stuff in the late 80s and early 90s. And I didn't know any chords. I didn't know notes. All I did was I taught myself to play by listening to songs.
That's pretty much exactly the way I learned. It's by ear. I think that's what they call it, by ear. I learned by ear.
I did have some lessons here and there, but I learned most of what I know by just bar chords and trying to figure out the songs. And
there was a music store in Blairsville. His name was Gino. I'll just say that. He was an Italian guy. Little Italian guy. He had a music store, and it had more than just music. Cassettes, 45s, albums, my age. But he also had chord charts, and it was one of those ones. It was a yellow one. You know, I'm going to guess it 2 feet tall. It had every chord that you could possibly think of. And I hung it up in my bedroom, and every day that I came home from school, I would start learning how I would play those chords. So one thing led to another. I had two kids. I have two boys. My oldest son lives in Manhattan. He is in finance. My youngest is a sophomore at Penn State, and I put my guitar away for 17 years. I didn't touch it for 17 years. It was in a closet for 17 years. That first guitar was a Memphis, and I bought it for $185 from a friend of mine. And can I say his name over?
Why not?
Because the name is so unusual. I don't even know if he's around anymore, but I haven't seen him in years. But his name was Harry Tarzan. I mean, you can't make these things up. So I ended up putting the guitar away for 17 years. And while my kids were growing up and busy, and then during this time, I had met my girlfriend, who is now my fiance, Jody.
Give her a shout out.
And she saw the guitar, and she asked me, you know, to play a song. And I said, well, I haven't played anything in so long. So I heard a song that she really liked. It was Relentless from Jason Aldean. I didn't even learn the whole song, but I started playing it for her. And she was like, oh my goodness.
And she swooned.
Yeah. She was like, wow, this is really good. So the song that I tormented my mom with was Every Rose Has Its Thorn. When that came out, I was like, that was the real beginning of learning how to play guitar.
All right.
I love that song. I love that album. So she bought me an amplifier. And then that led, I ended up on Craigslist. I bought all this equipment and really great stuff.
Isn't it amazing the women in our lives? The influence they are.
She actually is, and I give her, you know, all the kudos that she actually pushed me to where I'm at. So I ended up playing for our family and playing outside. And so COVID came along. I had learned 55 songs.
Wow.
And within a year's time.
I guess what else were you going to do, right?
Yeah. So I had a concert on the deck. On my back porch.
And now, Michelle told me about that. You do block party concerts.
I did.
Your deck. That's awesome.
I did. And the whole neighborhood was like, when are you going to do the next one? So it turned out that was the weekend before Easter in 2022. They decided that they wanted to do another concert on Saturday to raise money for COVID for a care home, so that they could treat them all the help there to pizza. So we raised, I think, over $400. I did. Well, singing. Very we had nice. All the neighbors come along. Yeah, it really was the beginning because I wasn't really sure that I wanted to do this because I've been a closet player and singer all my life. I only did it for my own relaxation and for the love of it myself.
Right.
So we did that, and then I can say that in 2022 I just happened to go into the bar out on Route 30s called 30s. Miley is, she believes in live music and she supports it. She has it every Friday and Saturday night. I asked if I could play and she said, sure. So that was in August of 2022. Great. I played there three times between August and January. The next thing I know, I was playing there a lot. Then I was playing at Spitfire Cafe and then I was playing at Moreland's. Then I was playing at Iron Rock. Then I was playing at Rosie's over there in Rosie's Anchor Bar on the Mon over in New Eagle. I played at Sylvester and Tweedy. And that's where, it's basically, that's pretty much the story. I mean, it's a really cool story. I mean, it started in fourth grade on a drum pad.
That's awesome. Because in my early years, I took drum lessons. And I had the drum pad and I did the 1E and a 2E and a 3E. I did all that with a buddy of mine that I went to school with. I stopped doing that and picked up the guitar. He continued with the drums and, by the time we graduated, he was a phenomenal drummer. I was still kind of, plunking along on the guitar. I hadn't put as much time into it, but he kept at it. And that that little drum pad he started with turned him into a pretty incredible drummer. Now, what are your thoughts on the local music scene in general? It's pretty tough.
It is. It's sad to say, but it's very tough. I don't know if there's booking agents being used to get into the wineries and places like that, but a business card just isn't enough anymore. Yeah. So I've tried to get into the wineries, but I don't have really, a lot of knowledge of who runs the place or who to talk to. Leaving them a business card doesn't seem to be working. But there were a lot of venues around here, but it seems to me like, I hate to be a Debbie Downer, but the young people just aren't coming out to watch, live music anymore.
They're sitting at home tapping on their phones. And
Yeah. I watched a really great artist the other day at Moreland's. His name, I'll give him a shout out.
Sure.
It's just JJ Acoustics. Fantastic.
We'll get him on the show.
A young lady. Yes. Reach out for him. I don't have a business card for him, but
yeah, we'll do it.
Tell him that I did it because, he's really good. He's talented. Yeah, I would like to see more of these restaurants around here open up and get some more people playing. And it's one of the things that me and my fiance love to do. I mean, we love going out Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night, listening to music and eating. That's what we work hard for. I mean, we're at that age where we've earned that to go and have some fun and enjoy a great meal and listen to great music, even if it isn't great. It's just people were out there having fun. And somebody's out there putting an effort forward to be a musician, which
appreciate that because you're a musician.
That's exactly what it's like. I mean, we all started somewhere.
Yep.
So
let's jump to the future. You don't have any originals that you've done. You're focusing right now on covers. Do you plan on, maybe writing some of your own music? Do you not get the inspiration to do that? Are you happy with just covers?
Well, you tapped on a word, inspiration.
Yeah.
And that came with when I was young. Mm-hmm. I wrote songs. I don't even know where they're at, to be honest with you, Dave. I don't know what I did with them. I don't know where they're at, but they were inspired by my life at that time.
Yeah.
As a lot of music is. And I mean, as I mentioned earlier when I came in, that my fiance and I, we spent the weekend at Pearl Jam. Mm-hmm. If you want to listen to inspirational songs, I mean, those guys are still rocking it. At that age.
Too.
Oh, my goodness. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like, they're better live than they were on a CD or digital. They're amazing. And Mike McCready, so I'll give you a story. I got mistaken for him four times over the weekend. Yeah.
We'll send people to your Facebook page just a little bit later so they can confirm that. They can see what you're talking about.
It was the craziest thing. I kept telling everybody, I am not Mike McCready. Yes, you are. You're pulling my leg. No, I am not.
Yeah, no, I can see that. I can see it. Let me wrap up by asking you, if those listening to the podcast want to find out more, want to see where you're at, what you've got coming up, what you're all about, what's the best way for them to do that?
Check me out on Facebook, BP Acoustics.
Again, BP Acoustics.
BP Acoustics. For the times and upcoming shows, I'm sure that there will be a song there that you'll enjoy to hear. I try to cover a lot of different genres. Old classic rock, even Johnny Cash, Elvis, all the way to Poison and Pearl Jam and you name it, Stain, Train.
I'd like to hear an original one down the road sometime. I'll give you some time, but you know, that phone you carry around there, you know, than the one I carry around, you get an inspiration. Just like, I can't tell you how many times I've been driving down the road. I pull over to the side of the road. I pull out my notepad on my phone. I just start click, 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 click.
We're similar because I still use notepad for everything. In fact, all my notes for this meeting.
I would be
for
lost
this meeting
without it. I've got hundreds and hundreds of notes
is in notepad. And I do the same thing at work and they call me a dinosaur. But my manager loves me because
you're organized.
I'm organized through, I use Notepad.
Yeah.
And I keep notes in that. It's simple. It's easy. It never lets me down.
I mean, even, you know, you get like a one or two line inspiration or maybe one verse or something like that. And, you know, I've pulled over, typed up what I'm thinking. And then maybe a month later, something hits me and I'm like, oh, that's right. And I go back and I've got it saved on my phone so I can add to it. You're going to play a song for us now. Tell us what you're going to do and how the
TC Helicon
Harmony
Singer 2.
Okay. So you're going to use that and you are going to do a Pearl Jam song for us. Which one is that?
I'm going to do Black.
I heard you do this at Michelle's and that's when I thought to myself, I got to go talk to him. He's got to be on the podcast.
Thank you very much, Dave. Thank you.
All right, Brian, we got time for a second song. That's awesome. Tell me about what you got planned next.
I am going to play Journey Faithfully.
Highway run in the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight. Sending all my love on the wire. Sitting at the road, ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. And love and the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, stand by me. I'm forever yours. Faithfully. Suck his life under the big top world. We all need the clowns to make us smile. Through space and time, always another show. Wonder where I am, I'm lost without you. Being apart and easy on this love affair. Too strange to learn to fall in love again. I get the joy of rediscovering you. Oh, girl, stand by me. I'm forever yours. Faithfully.
My special guest today has been Brian Prola. Brian, thank you so much for your time and for setting up to play some songs for us.
Well, thank you so much, Dave, for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to play and play a couple songs for you and showcase a little bit of what I can do and for what that little pedal can do. I mean, it's something really cool.
Very impressive.
And it definitely adds to anybody's repertoire in playing songs and having some backup harmony. And
now, one more time, tell our listeners if they want to get more information and check out your schedule, where do they
check
go?
Check me out on Facebook. BP Acoustics.
BP Acoustics on
the place
Facebook.
To go. Yep.
All right.
You've been listening to Seen and Heard, a podcast highlighting local musicians and the local music scene. If you are a band or musician who would like to be considered for the podcast, send your request to DavePenn11@comcast.net.